I'll let it, it's made more like this, I'll show you here now. This part here would go down on the inside of the fireplace, you know, and over here, there'd be one run one way out here and one the other, so they'd stand up, you see, and then the wood, put the wood across down. And that way the air could get under, you know, and make the wood burn.
Did you call the bottom of your fireplace anything special?
No. Well, I reckon not. The best I remember now is just, we had just called it a fireplace. I don't remember any different.
Did you have a stone out in front of it or anything?
Yes, around the front there, there's about a 2 foot space or three. It's laid with flat stone rock, you know. We didn't have cement at that time, you know, like we do now. And that was laid there with flat stone rock. We called it the hearth, you know. And, children, you know, little I can remember now, you were bringing back memories, you know, that I hadn't thought of.
It's back, doesn't
in
it?
In a whole long time. And the bigger boys, there's some older than me, there was a big family of us children. They'd go hunting and they'd bring their possums in sometime and put them down on the hearth, you know, there. And we had a big time about such as that. And now I never do that anymore, you know. It's a different story altogether. They don't hunt anymore like they did then.
That's right. It's a pity, too. Well, I guess we don't have the game anymore.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of game. The doggone skunks and possums is about to eat us up here now. Nobody hunts them.
Oh.
They just come in here and why, sometimes that dog kills a skunk here in the yard every little bit and the possum and...
I'll be darned.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we have squirrels around here, too.
Yes, we got a lot of squirrels just back here, just about a half quarter in the bush. There's not any back up this way, but lots of squirrels right back here.
What kinds are they?
Well, fox, we call them fox squirrels, red squirrels, and gray squirrels, too. We call the yellow squirrels fox squirrels because they're colored like a fox. And, of course, the grays, they're just naturally gray squirrels.
How about those little squirrel-like animals with stripes on their back?
I know what you're talking about. That's what we call a ground squirrel.
You got those here,
Yes, we have those here, too. They run along on the ground and have little holes to get in, you know. And we also have what we call a flying squirrel here, too.
Yeah, they're graceful little things.
You see, they can get up in a tree or pretty high and make a flying jump, you know, for quite a little ways. I've seen them go... 20 or 30 yards from one tree to another, you know, see. Of course, they'll gradually go down as they make the go, but they'll get to the other tree and then they run back up again.
Sure make it look easy, doesn't
it? Does, it sure does.
Well, we were talking about your fireplace. Did you have a place over the top of it where you could put your clock or
things? We call it a mantle board, see. We had a clock up there and tips, lots of things, you know, up there with that, what we call the mantle board.
What did you use to light your fire when it went out? What did you call it when you had a lot of sticks, maybe, and shavings? And
you mean making our fire?
Yeah.
Oh, we'd just get most any kind of dry stuff, you know, and start our fire again. You see, we used all together at that time was wood used for cooking, you know, and heating, too. And, of course, of a morning, we'd just go to work and take a shovel and take a shovel full of coal and put it in the cook stove, throw in two of these sticks of wood and you're ready to cook breakfast. Well, all those things, I hadn't thought of much at all.
It's good to look back at
named it here now, just think about those things.
Well, you'll go back a long ways before we finish here.
There was, seven boys and three girls in our family. Our boys all lived